Highbridge Audio presents Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. Reclaim Your True Nature to Create the Life You Want by Martha Beck. Read by Heather Henderson. Introduction. Meet your rhinoceros, heal your life. The imminent possibility of being killed by a rhinoceros isn't bothering me nearly as much as I would have expected. True, my heart fluttered when I first saw her, but from awe, not fear. Well, maybe a little from fear. Until this exact second, my friend Coel Simpson has been so focused on the rhino's footprints that she forgot to look up, a common mistake for people who, like both of us, are just learning to track. By the time Coel raises her eyes and leaps backwards 6 inches, nearly bumping into me, we're within about 20 feet of the rhinoceros. Trust me on this. Observing an animal in a zoo, particularly an animal the size of a Subaru Forester, is very different from encountering it on foot in its own neck of the woods. I can be startled into a cardiac emergency by a reasonably robust spider, so realizing that I'm close enough to spit on a mountainous animal who has two enormous pointy horns is disconcerting. I open my mouth to yip like a wounded poodle, but then the awe kicks in. And I simply stare. The rhino, half hidden behind a thorn bush, cocks her primordial-looking head, which is roughly the size of a grocery cart, and swivels her satellite dish ears toward us. She seems edgy. I soon realize why. A rustle in the brush reveals the presence of a second animal, her calf. He's tiny in rhinoceros terms, no bigger than, say, Shaquille O'Neal. He appears to be circling around behind me, putting all four of us humans between himself and his loving mother.